listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 346, covering week 51, December 18th to 24th, 2023. The Linux 6.8 kernel adds the initial Rust wrapper above the phylib abstraction level, and the AX88796B_Rust driver that uses this wrapper, providing support for the PHY interface of the A6AX88772A Ethernet controller. The Rust driver is equivalent to the old AX88796B driver and can be used with XSurf 100 network cards equipped with the AX88796B chip. Both C and Rust drivers will coexist in the kernel and can be used depending on preference. David Ehrlich reported on the possibility of using Vulkan extensions and hardware to speed up video encoding in the Direct Rendering Manager subsystem in the Linux kernel. For the video format H.265, the implementation is already passing all compatibility test suite tests successfully, and for the H.264 format, one unpassed test remains. The initial support for Vulkan to encode video in H.265 and H.264 video encoding is ready. Cubes 4.2.0 is out, using a hypervisor for strict isolation of applications and components of the OS. A system with 16 gigs of RAM and 64-bit Intel or AMD CPU is required, with support for VT-X, EPT/AMD-VCRVI, and VT-D/AMD-IOMMU technologies, and the presence of an Intel GPU. NVIDIA and AMD are not proven. Applications are divided into classes depending on the importance of the data being processed and the tasks being solved. Each class of applications, as well as system services, work in separate virtual machines running using the Xen hypervisor. Each environment has access to read the base root file system and local storage. Zulip 8 is released, a server platform for deploying corporate instant messengers suitable for communication between employees and groups of developers. The project was originally developed by Zulip and opened under the Apache 2.0 license after its acquisition by Dropbox. The server part code is written in Python using the Django framework. The client software is available for Linux, Windows, macOS, Android, and iOS, and a built-in web-based interface is also provided. Zulip can be compared to Slack. Means are provided to track the status and participate in several discussions using a thread seeding message display model. The simultaneous thread-like display of all the discussions allows all groups to be covered in one place while maintaining a logical separation between them. DietPi 8.25 is out for single board PCs based on ARM and RISC-V architectures built on Debian. DietPi can also be used to create environments for virtual machines and conventional 8664 PCs. Builds for boards take up less storage space compared to Raspberry Pi OS and Armbian. The project develops several of its own utilities: DietPi Config, DietPi Backup System, DietPi RamLog, also supports rsyslog, DietPi Services, and DietPi Update Manager. Utilities provide a console user interface with menu and whiptail-based dialogues. The new update is based on Debian 11 and 12. Support for the Orange Pi 3B and the Pine 64 Star 64 board was added, as was initial support for the Raspberry Pi 5 and improved support for Raspberry Pi and Quartz 64 boards. Timothy Ravier proposed a way to avoid using the sudo utility, which uses the SUID bit to escalate privileges. He proposes to use the SSH utility with a local connection of the same system via a Unix socket and verification of permissions based on SSH keys. Using SSH instead of sudo allows you to get rid of SUID programs on the system and enables the execution of privileged commands in the host environment of distributions such as Fedora Silverblue, Fedora Kinowhite, Fedora Ceresia, and Fedora Onyx. To restrict access, confirmation of authority using a USB token like a YubiKey can be used. I2P 2.4.0 and C++ client I2PD 2.50.0 were released. I2P is a multi-layered anonymous distributed network running on top of the conventional internet, actively using end-to-end encryption. The network is built in P2P mode and is formed thanks to the resources provided by network users without the use of centrally managed servers. On the I2P network, you can anonymously create websites and blogs, send instant messages and emails, share files, and organize P2P networks. For the construction and use of anonymous networks for client-server and P2P applications, I2P clients are used. The basic I2P client is written in Java and can run on Windows, Linux, macOS, Solaris, etc. I2PD is an independent implementation of the I2P client in C++ and is distributed under a modified BSD license. QEMU 8.2 project is presented. QEMU allows you to run a program assembled for one hardware platform on a system with a completely different architecture, such as executing an application for ARM on an x86-compatible PC. The performance of code in an isolated environment is close to the hardware system by directly executing instructions on the CPU and the use of the Xen hypervisor or KVM module. The number of hardware devices emulated has exceeded 400. Xorin OS 17 is out, based on Ubuntu 22.04. The distribution targets novice users accustomed to working in Windows. Xorin offers a special configurator to choose a desktop layout typical of different versions of Windows and Mac OS, and includes a selection of programs similar to those which Windows users are accustomed to. The desktop is GNOME with a set of their own add-ons and a panel based on Dash to Panel and Dash to Dock. Xorin Connect, based on KDE Connect, is available to connect your PC to your smartphone. In addition to Deb and Ubuntu repository packages, support for Flatpak app image and snap formats are enabled by default. Rhino Linux 2023.4, Ubuntu with a rolling model, is out. Rhino allows you to access the most recent versions of programs from the developed repos of Ubuntu repositories with new versions of applications synchronized with Debian SID and unstable. Desktop components, the Linux kernel, the boot screensaver, design themes, Firefox browser, and project developed utilities are distributed through a separate Pakstall repository. Live mode installation images are prepared for x86-64 and ARM64 architectures, as well as for Pinetab, Pinetab 2, PinePhone, PinePhone Pro, and Raspberry Pi architectures. Package management is through Rhino-PKG, RPK, a shim over APT, Pakstall, Flatpak, and Snap. Rhino package is a universal utility allowing you to perform typical operations with different package formats. The Live Build Toolkit from Debian is used with modifications borrowed from Vanilla OS. The Unicorn user environment is offered with automatic mosaic layout of Windows. They also added the Rhino package cleanup command to clean damaged dependencies and packages that are no longer used. Tails 5.21 is out, based on Debian. Anonymous access to Tails is provided by the Tor system. All connections except traffic over the Tor network are blocked by the default packet filter. Encryption is used to store user data between launches. An ISO image able to work in live mode was prepared. The new version provides a warning with the proposal to send a report with diagnostic data in the event of a failure when the system partition size changes during the first download. Updated versions of Tor Browser 13.0.7 and Tor 0.4.8 10 are included. Emergency shutdown of the browser and increased reliability of time synchronization issues were fixed. Lazarus 3.0 was published, based on the Free Pascal compiler and performing tasks similar to Delphi. The environment is designed to work with the Free Pascal 3.2.2 compiler. Ready-made installation packages with Lazarus are prepared for Linux, Mac OS, and Windows. LabWC 0.7, the Lab Wayland compositor, is out. LabWC is presented as an attempt to create an alternative to OpenBox for Wayland. Features are minimalism, compact implementation, wide customization capabilities, and high performance. The project code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv2 license. Enlightenment 0.26 user environment was released, based on a set of EFL libraries and elementary widgets. The release is available in source code only for now. Components such as the file manager, a set of widgets, the application launch panel, and a set of graphic configurators are included. Graphic configurators allow you to configure all aspects of how it works, providing both high-level tools and the ability to do low-level tuning. To expand the functionality, modules called gadgets and themes for processing the appearance are used. Modules are available for displaying on the scheduler's desktop, like weather forecast, monitoring data, volume control, a widget to evaluate the battery charge, etc. The Enlightenment components are not rigidly attached to each other and can be used in other projects or to create specialized environments such as shells for mobile devices. Darktable 4.6 has been published. Darktable acts as a free alternative to Adobe Lightroom and specializes in non-destructive editing of raw images. Darktable provides a large selection of modules for performing all kinds of photo processing operations, allows you to maintain a database of original photos, carry out visual navigation on available shots, and perform corrections of distortions and quality improvements. The project code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv3 license. The interface was built using the GTK library. Binary builds were prepared for Linux in OBS and Flatpak, Windows and Mac OS. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmos.com. I'll see you next week.